MD of Bighorn. After more than 5 years with the MD of Bighorn as its chief administrative officer, SAO, Robert Ellis has been removed from his position. Lisa Rosvold, the REEV for Bighorn, said council decided to go in a new direction for its top non-elected position. Our council is in a point of adjustment right now, Rosvold said. We have asked Shana Tutt to be our acting SAO, while we are in the process of finding an interim SAO. Ellis was not at the October 11 Bighorn Council meeting. According to Rosvold, he was terminated from his position on the evening of October 11 at a special meeting of council. Tutt is currently the director of finance for the MD of Bighorn, and has been in that position since August 2013. Prior to that, she served for 3 years as an accounting assistant. Until the interim SAO is chosen, Rosvold and council are confident in Tutt as acting SAO. She has been designated by a resolution as the acting SAO, Rosvold said. I believe she is going to be a leader to help us through this transition. The role of SAO is the lone position that reports to council and is the municipality's top administrator. Among the responsibilities are advising council of the ongoing operations of the municipality, completing work assigned by council and working with staff to ensure council's objectives and policies are being implemented. The majority of municipal councils annually review the performance of CAOs to see if their goals and objectives are being met. In other nearby municipalities, new CAOs have come into the fold after a relatively long period of little to no movement. The town of Canmore hired Sally Cottle as its new SAO earlier this year following the retirement of longtime SAO Lisa DeSoto. The town of Banff named Kelly Gibson for its top administrative spot in 2020 following Robert Earle leaving the role after 15 years. Ellis had been the director of planning services since December 2011 before taking over as acting SAO in 2017 while the previous SAO Martin Buckley was on a leave of absence due to medical reasons. Following Buckley's retirement in 2018, Ellis became the permanent SAO on January 1, 2019. Prior to joining the MD of Bighorn, Ellis worked for the town of Canmore in the Planning and Development and Community Services departments beginning in the mid-1990s until 2006. He also worked in the private sector for PricewaterhouseCoopers, Three Sisters Mountain Village and the IBI Group. Once an interim SAO is appointed, council will begin the search for a permanent SAO. We do anticipate we will be working with a recruitment agency, said Rosvold.